Acts chapter 8, verse 26 through 31. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place." And he rose and went. And there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning, seated in his chariot, and he was reading from the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and join his chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I understand unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. You know the rest of the story. It's a perfect story. There's a Bible study where God's word is explained, and there is conviction and repentance and belief in Christ, and there's baptism. And all of it happened by the power of God. But it wouldn't have happened if there wasn't a readiness on the part of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch to encounter God on God's terms. That's how this passage speaks to me right now. I want to be ready to experience God in whatever way He desires to move in my life. We see this readiness with Philip. He was in a good place doing great work for God, and it would have been easy to not be willing to leave there, especially to go to a desert place. But Philip was willing to follow God where He led. We also see this readiness on the part of the Ethiopian eunuch. He was traveling, returning from worship. His mindset could have been that he experienced God in Jerusalem when he was worshiping. But one of the biggest spiritual moments of his life didn't happen while worshiping in the temple, but on his travels home. I think it's easy for us to compartmentalize our life into times when we think we will likely experience God, and the other times are just us doing our routine things. We might have a Bible study planned, and we think that's probably the time of the day that God will interact with me, but we don't maybe expect to experience Him while we drive to work, or while we're at work, or while we're doing work around the house. But if we don't live with a readiness to experience God whenever, we are going to miss out on some wonderful spiritual moments where God has planned to connect with us in powerful ways. I want to be more like that Ethiopian who brought the scriptures into his chariot, who invited Philip up so he could understand them better, and was willing to pause his travels to experience God. I have to believe that there are all kinds of ways that God intends to connect with us each day, ways He intends to inspire us and amaze us and encourage us. And I want to live with more readiness to experience God in whatever way He has it all planned out. It's exciting, isn't it? Let's look for God in the parts of our life that we might not expect to encounter Him.
Speak Lord is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak Lord, your servants are listening.